Hello and welcome to a live edition of the NBA Outlet presented by OTGBasketball.com. Be sure to follow OTG on Twitter at OTGBasketball. I'm your host, Nick Fay. With me, as always, Harris Wishard and our man, Matthew Handel. What's up, guys?
What's up, Nick? Glad to be back, and we got a huge night, so just glad to be talking with you guys.
I'm really excited to have Matt on the show. I like the rapport and the camaraderie I have with Matthew at our little back and forth, so anytime Matthew Handel could be on the show, it's an absolute honor and privilege to have
him. I'm blushing.
So I'm excited. We have 11 more games. Hopefully, I call him the second coming of Jesus. Nick Fay was 11-0 in his last week, so that's the guru right there. I bow down to him now, and I hope that he can continue his hot streak tonight, and we'll look at some fantasy stuff also.
Yeah, appreciate that, Harris. I'm going to try to keep it up. You know, it's early in the season. We still got plenty of games. But let's talk about last night's games. First game of the night, Raptors-Cavs. This was a good one. Cavs got the W.
You know, I tweeted out something because I was watching this game. This was kind of like the preview, I think, of what we're going to see in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. I still think that as good as the Raptors, 7-3 after that loss, but I still don't think people are giving them enough credit. They actually looked like they were going to win that game at the very end. But, you know, LeBron had a huge night and the Cavs ended up pulling it out. But I think that, you know, the Hawks are doing good at 8-2, but I still think that the Raptors are the second best team in the East. And I just think that even though they took this L, it's still going to be the preview later in the year.
The Raptors have been impressive, but the one turnoff for me has been the one-on-one ball. They're really low in assists. I know DeRozan's been terrific, but I really like what I've seen from the Hornets. And so I expect, obviously, the Cavs to be in the position a few months from now to lock up the number one seed in the East. They've been really impressive. I think LeBron's sitting out tonight versus the Pacers. But I like what I've seen from the Hornets. And obviously, I'm a huge fan of Kemba Walker. Batum has been one of the more unique players in the league so far this season. And they have Gilchrist back, who's given them good minutes. Kaminsky's given them good minutes. I think they've been the surprise of the NBA season to be 48 wins. We had them lower because they lost Lynn. It looks like that team's better than they were last year through about 10 games. So I'm hoping to see them make a push. But the one thing that scares me about the Raptors has always been the one-on-one ball, and I don't think they're good enough to beat Cleveland. The Hornets probably aren't either. The Cavs have been tremendous, and it's going to be their East to lose. Like we expected that going in, but
yeah, for sure. I think, you know, either team really stands a chance against the Cavs. The Hornets have definitely been surprising, and the Raptors rely too much on ISO ball. I think they mentioned this in the broadcast last night. You know, the Raptors aren't really with the new NBA. They don't have a lot of ball movement, not a lot of three-point shooting. They rely on that one-on-one play with DeMar DeRozan and Lowry.
And they don't really have a three guard either. You know, if you're going to beat the Cavs, you're obviously going to need a pretty good three guard to go up against, you know, a dude named LeBron, but whatever. But
DeMar Carroll was brought in for that.
Like a small forward you guys are talking about?
He's saying a three, and they also probably need a four too. I mean, they have DeMar Carroll, but he hasn't really lived up to the hype when he was
didn't even
in.
Play at all. Was he hurt last night or what? Because he didn't
even
play
that much.
Yeah, I know
he's dealt with a lot of injuries, so. But they also don't have a four either, so.
Yeah.
But the Hornets, you know, Harris, you mentioned, they have a lot of interesting pieces. You know, some versatile players that can play multiple positions, defend multiple positions, which is very important in today's NBA. So I think they could definitely give someone a run for their money, especially with the chemistry they're starting to build.
Kemba.
Kemba's coming into his own game in this league.
He's been on fire in fantasy.
He's elite. He's elite. Put him in the all-star conversation. If he's not an all-star, I'm done. I'm done. I'm quitting the show. I'm quitting the site. I'm quitting the NBA. What does he have to do? Like, I know it's 10 games. And they judge it after 40 or 50, so hopefully he stays healthy. But Kemba Walker is, like we talked about in the preview series, he looks like cardiac Kemba, the Brooklyn kid from the tournament in MSG. And I feel like I'm a broken record right now, but I can't say enough about what he's meant to that franchise and turning them around. I'm really high on them right now.
I feel like anything's possible, though, because Dame didn't make it last year, and he put up crazy numbers. So.
Well, the West is more loaded with guards.
That's true.
What did you guys think about Atlanta and Miami last night? The Hawks picked up the win 93-90.
I thought the Hawks are going to win by a lot more. And not to mention the Heat dropped to 2-8. I know that a lot of people had them kind of low on the list, but I did not expect them to be 2-8 after 10 games. And on the flip side, I didn't expect the Hawks to be 8-2. But I think Dwight got banged up a little bit at the end, but I don't know how serious that's going to be. But I'd say this kind of knocked the Hawks down just a tad, but they're still, you know, 8-2 representing towards the top. So
yeah, you can't complain about 8-2. Especially for a Hawks fan.
Yeah, the Hawks have looked great, but you got to still, I think, have your doubts about them.
Yeah.
I like what, obviously, Howard has brought to them so far, and they've been an interesting watch. I'm a big fan of Dennis Schroeder. I didn't know what to expect out of him coming out of Germany, but his ability to get inside and carve up defenses allows Korver to space the floor a little bit, and obviously they have Millsap. So the Hawks have a couple impressive wins. Bazemore's been a little bit better than I expected. This is a guy that was known for his celebrations in Golden State. He was known for just dancing on the sideline and whatever form that he was doing that in, and they called it Bazemoring, I think, or something of that nature. And now he looks like a legitimate bona fide NBA player, and to the point where you would think of him more as an above-average player.
He can shoot a lot better this year, too.
Yeah, he's much improved. Like, to go from being known for a dance move to actually known for your ability on the basketball court is a tremendous jump for my man Kent Bazemore. Went to Old Dominion. Shout out to the mid-major programs.
Yeah, and he's a guy that works on his game. He continues to get better, and that's one thing you appreciate about him. But what do you think about the Heat? You know, Matt touched on this, 2-8. They have a lot of weird pieces on this team, kind of. Where do you think they go from here?
I think it's gonna it'll continue, but it won't be this bad, if that makes any sense. Like, I don't think they're gonna win 2 games out of every 10 for the rest of this year, but I do think that this is definitely a year that it's gonna knock them back a little bit. They have some pieces, like you touched on, with Whiteside, and I think Josh Richardson, their shooting guard, he's a nice little piece. But I just don't. If you look at the roster, you don't see anything that kind of like jumps out to you, and I think, even though Wade was kind of, you know, past his prime, he was obviously a huge piece. But this offseason is going to be super key for the Heat, and it's definitely going to we're going to have to see where they go in the offseason.
Matt, before I get to my Miami.
Well, it looks like we lost Harris. But Miami, you know, you mentioned it. They kind of have the, like, Whiteside. You know he's good. You know he's going to be a big-time player. But you don't know who's going to step up. Winslow shows some stretches. And, you know, Richardson's good. Tyler Johnson's good. But they need probably another star ball handler to really
get to that next level. And Dragic's been kind of inconsistent at times. He's a good guard, but he's, you know, injuries and just kind of inconsistency at sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think that the Heat's one of those teams you kind of see every once in a while that – like you said, you don't know really who's going to step up. You know Whiteside's going to be a stud. I mean, he had 25 rebounds last game.
25 rebounds.
Yeah, but I mean, other than that, the scoring's going to be trouble. And I don't know. It's tough to call with this Heat team. I did not think they were going to be this bad. But I mean, honestly, if you look at their roster, it's I mean, Wayne Winslow. We didn't really – I don't know if you – did you say Winslow?
I touched on Winslow. Yeah,
I really like Justice Winslow, but he had a sore left wrist last game, so he didn't play.
Yeah, and he still needs some time for his offensive game. Defensively, he's definitely there, and as you know, all around player, he's looking good. But offensively, he needs to step it up. A team we already touched about, the Hornets. They picked up a win on the road against the Timberwolves. T-Wolves kind of a slow start. All that talent, Hornets kind of took care of business on the road. What'd you like out of this one?
Well, the Timberwolves, my bad. They were playing really, really well, like, throughout this entire game. And Wiggins is just beasting right now. Something, you know, we can kind of expect, but I really am high on this T-Wolves team. Kind of like the Lakers, they're super, super young. They're out west, so that doesn't help. But I think they're going to grow. And they have some really good pieces, Towns, Wiggins, Levine's, and even Rubio is pretty good at sometimes. But you know, they dropped that one. They're 3-7, so not a great start, but also super young. And I think on the other side, the Hornets, like, if you ask 10 random people, you know, the Eastern teams, I feel like the Hornets would be the most left off team in that list. And they're still 7-3, so they're atop the East. And we talked about Kemba earlier. I mean, 35-6. And he's just, he's going off right now. So definitely an underrated team. And I think the Hornets need to keep using that as like a kind of chip on their shoulder.
Motivation.
Yeah, for sure. And because, you know, they talk about the Cavs, the Raptors, the Hawks a little bit, but no one really talks about the Hornets besides maybe, you know, shows and stuff like that. But
yeah, and especially with, you know, the Hornets are doing well and teams like the Pacers and the Celtics haven't stepped up and really played like we expected. So that kind of helps that cause.
For sure.
Another game last night, Chicago, you know, I know your Bulls against Portland. They picked up the W. They crushed the Blazers at home, which is not a common thing.
No, and a 35-14 start after the first quarter. Like the Bulls, 35 points, ridiculous. Jimmy ended up with 27-12. But a lot of people were grilling Rondo because he didn't play in this game, and they were all like, there's a lot of sarcastic tweets about, oh, I wonder what's different about this game from the past, because he hasn't been playing that well. In the first game, he sits out. That, you know, they beat the Trailblazers by a wide margin. But I mean, 7-4 for the Bulls, I think a lot better than people would have pegged them at, and 7-5 on the reverse for the Trailblazers is probably worse than a lot of people would have put them at. But I don't know how much you can tell from this game.
Yeah, it's one game early in the season. I mean, it's still impressive, I would say, for the Bulls. Oh, you know, the Blazers kind of didn't come out and play. But I said this about the Bulls before. They might lack the shooting, but they have very good basketball players.
Yes.
And Jimmy Butler's been on fire. Fantasy point-wise, he's been through the roof.
And he can do – he can rebound. He can play defense, you know what I mean?
Exactly. He's filling up the stat sheet.
But I feel like you said, you know, they have good basketball players. And Wade's turned the clock back a little bit. He's making some of these up and under and one moves. It's nice, but
I think it's a little easier for him in Chicago because he has Butler there and Rondo, people that can handle the ball, kind of set him up once in a while. He had Dragic, but you know they relied on him kind of too much in Miami, especially in the playoffs last year. It was like Wade or nothing.
Especially at his age, like he can't. He's not the type of player that can take that much pressure. He played really, really well, but. I mean, you can't give the ball to him all the time and just rely on, like, an older D-Wade. But I feel like the Bulls, like you said, good basketball players. But I think that even though they're not the greatest offensive team, they place, you know, really good defense and they play team ball. And I think that's what a team like this, it'll help them instead of, you know, relying on offense so much. Because if you look at the Lakers, they're young, trying to figure their stuff out, and they're more of an offensive team. And I think that's why the Bulls will win more games just because – I think defensive teams that are trying to rebuild just win more games.
Yeah, I agree with that. Talking about the Lakers, they faced my Nets last night. The Lakers got the W. Did you stay up and watch this one? Or
I tailed off kind of like towards halftime, but that didn't matter for anyone because Russell was already smoking in the first quarter. He end of the first with 15? He had 15
four or five threes, so – yeah, he came out hot. I kind of called this in fantasy. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but
humble brag.
Breakout against the Nets. I think he had his best game last season against the Nets too. So, and nobody was stepping up on defense. So it was an easy night for Russell. Lakers look good. They've kind of been a surprise team in the league. That's been pretty surprising. I don't think anybody thought they'd have four wins at this point.
No. That was a surprising game. I liked it because it was close. Two surprising teams, like you said. I mean, Lopez, 30-10. He's been playing really well this year.
Yeah. They need Jeremy Lin back. The Nets had some banged up issues. So I'm excited for Lin to come back. You know, I don't expect his team to make the playoffs, but with him there, it's a lot more competitive. And, you know, they've been pretty close in almost every game. So I can't complain other than two blowouts against the Clippers and Bulls.
But, I mean, those are two good teams. So.
Exactly.
But I think I feel like with Lin, they could probably be around 500 right now for sure if they had Lin. Maybe, you know, a couple games ahead.
I agree. Thank you. He's a very underrated player, especially defensively. I was impressed with Lin's defense a little bit more than I think.
He's a lot tougher than people give him credit for. Maybe it's his goofy haircuts. I don't know.
I dig the braids, though. The braids. I think the braids are fresh. Keep the other stuff is just
The floppy ponytail just really distracts me when I'm watching the game.
Yeah, I think he's undefeated with the braids, too.
Okay, so I mean, stats don't lie.
Yeah.
It's funny how there's stats for haircuts.
That is very funny. But before we talk about tonight's game, with obviously this terrible election, you know, not very good candidates, and obviously it's sad that Donald Trump is our president. So we'll try to make you guys laugh about it. And I ask you, Matt, who would be the best president at NBA players?
Okay, so I need a question, like clear up something. Can I pick?
It has to be a current player.
Oh, dang. I was going to go with Timmy D, but okay. So current player, that's tough.
Pick their vice president too if you want.
Oh, VP? Okay. I feel like I would go with LeBron, but this is the only – I thought about this before. This is the only thing I would knock on LeBron. You know, it's great because he's super involved with the community. Like, he's never had really a scandal besides, like, the Hummer thing in college. But, like, he's never had, like, you know, a true scandal in the NBA. He's involved in a lot of the, you know, kind of like political stuff that comes around the NBA once in a while. But the only thing I would say about him, and this is on the court, so I don't know about this, but he cries a lot for the calls. And I don't want my president up there crying a lot. But I think I'll still go with LeBron just because if all the other stuff outweighs, and if that's the biggest thing, that the problem, then I think I can deal with that. Obviously, we elected our current president-elect is kind of a crybaby sometimes. So I think I'll go with LeBron. VP, I'll take Kyrie. Just because I think he would balance out LeBron. He doesn't cry that much. He's kind of more soft-spoken.
If I had to pick a duo out with LeBron, I would go LeBron D. Wade.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I feel like that's a good match, and they have good chemistry.
Good friends.
And they both have done good things too.
You throw J.R. Smith in there. He went not wearing a shirt in the Oval Office.
I would probably – I know Harris, you know, we lost him earlier in the podcast. He's having some computer issues. I know he would pick Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So I'll
throw that's not even a bad pick though. I feel like that's – and I know he loves him and everything, but I feel like that'd be a good pick.
Yeah. I mean, this is a tough one. I was probably going to go with LeBron. I forgot that you were a big fan of his. So I'd probably go with Chris Paul.
Yeah.
You know, he's a leader. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people talk like, oh, he's not clutch, but he's had some big time performances. He knows how to set everybody up, put him in a great position. You know, he's not afraid to yell at somebody too. So
he's small but mighty.
Exactly.
Small but mighty. And I feel like those four friends, Carmelo, D-Way, LeBron, and Chris, I feel like all of them would be good options. They're older, you know, they've had success besides, you know, Melo's had a little bit of success, but I feel like they'd all four would be good options.
Yeah, no, they matured in their time in the league.
Who do you think like the best young guy would be? I mean, young as, I don't know how young, Curry's like young-ish, but he's still been in the league for a while. I could see Dame being a good Dame.
Yeah. Harris and I mentioned Dame. We were talking about it earlier.
He expressed himself, but he's still like smart about it.
Exactly. Yeah, he'd be good. I mean, like, I don't know. Tim Duncan would have been a great pick, like you mentioned before. Man. He's just perfect. But
he's so savvy.
11 games tonight. We got to pick these games. I'm hot right now. 38-15. Matt, you know what you are?
No, I don't remember. I honestly think I only picked like what, two shows, maybe one or two shows. I think I had like a very small sample, but I think I went like 500. I think I'm like two games by 500. Nothing like what you're on, man.
Yeah. Nothing, so hopefully I try to keep this up. We'll start with our first game. Wizards, Sixers.
Oh man. Three combined wins, 3-16 combined. But I think there's still a little bit of excitement here. Embiid he was on my rookie race. And he's just been tearing it up. He's got some really, really nice post moves if you watch their games.
Mm-hmm. He does. He's been
impressive. For sure. And I feel like we thought he was going to do pretty well, but I did not expect this at all. I don't know about you, but I did not expect it from him.
He's on another level. Like, this is an impressive rookie season for him.
Yeah.
And I mean, just think about it. He has minute restrictions. If he didn't have minute restrictions, his numbers would be wild.
But he's like bossing it out from like the 3-point line in mid-range sometimes. So I think that's a nice addition to his game. But, I said Wizards by 8. I know they're on the road, and the Sixers play a lot of teams kind of tough through about halftime, but I just don't think anyone can contain John Wall tonight.
Yeah, I think John Wall gets the Wizards a W. They can't lose a game like this. They're having a rough start to their season, pretty upsetting to be 2-7. So Wall needs to step up, brings this team to a W.
They're 0-4-2 on the road. So
the Sixers will play tough. They've been better than I probably thought, a little bit more competitive because of Embiid and his potential, giving Sixers fans hope for the future. On to two teams that also struggled so far this season, Pelicans, Magic, who do you like?
I think AD or Anthony Davis was, I think, day-to-day. Do you know if he's going to play or not?
I'm not sure. I could check.
I think he probably will, but even if he does play, I don't even care. I'm taking the Magic. I had him Magic by 5. Nikola Vucevic, I think watch him down in the post, especially if AD doesn't play. I think he'll tear their backup post up. So I got Magic by 5 at home.
Yeah, I think I just checked. It looks like Anthony Davis is not going to play. That changes my pick because I was probably going to go with the Pelicans because I thought AD could have a big game. But give me the Magic at home in this one.
Yeah, for sure.
On to maybe the best team in the NBA right now by most people. The Cleveland Cavaliers face the Indiana Pacers, who's off to a rough start. Who do you like?
And I was thinking about this before we came on. You know, like 2 or 3 years ago, you'd be salivating at this game. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, this would be one of the best games of the night, but it's just not the same Pacers team. They're still decent and give them some time, but 5 and 6, man, I was way higher on this team. Like Harris said, he doesn't think LeBron's playing. I'm still taking the Cavs because I think Kyrie will step up and they have players on the team, K-Love. And we're going to see tonight how much pressure LeBron's actually holding on this team. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Let's see how good they are without him. But I'll take Cavs. I had him pegged at Cavs by 6. Probably a little lower than that now with LeBron not playing, but I'll still take Cavs.
The Pacers have been disappointing. You know, Jeff Teague, Thad Young, you expected these guys to come in. There probably has been a little bit of chemistry issues. They haven't played with a ton of energy. I like the Cavs, though, tonight as well. I think Kyrie does enough to get this team the W. They have Kevin Love. They have plenty of other pieces. No reason they shouldn't beat a weak Pacers team at the moment.
The only thing I would stand up for the Pacers is they're 5 and 6. Yes. And they're 5 and 1 at home, so they've gotten all 5 wins at home. So I guess that could be something to throw in there. But I'm not going to change my pick.
Yeah. I mean, Paul George could get him a win because he's that good of a player.
Yeah.
This team needs to show me more.
Yeah, for sure.
And another two teams that probably have been a little bit disappointing going so far into the season, the Mavs 2-7, Celtics 5-5. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. Mavericks for sure, 2-7. They brought in Barnes and Bogut. And Barnes, I think, is finally starting to play up to that max contract. Obviously, I mean, he's averaging 22-3. He's getting a little bit more freedom. You can tell he's kind of playing his game now. He's not as nervous.
He looks more confident.
Yeah, he looks more confident. He doesn't have that max contract talk kind of hanging over him. But I had Celtics by 7 tonight. Probably going to be a little bit closer, but I'll stick with the Celtics by 7. A fun fact, the Celtics are 0-3 when Isaiah Thomas scores more than 30. I found that really weird, yeah. He had 37 last game at New Orleans, and they lost. So I don't know what's up with that. But
I think the Celtics are having some issues defensively too. Obviously, Al Horford being out with a concussion for a few weeks now is not what they wanted to see. Mavericks themselves have it. I don't think so. I think that he's not coming back next week, if I'm not mistaken. But the Mavericks also have had injuries. Dirk's been out for a bit. I think Darren Williams has been out for a bit. He might come back tonight. You know, they've had to play some guys they're not used to playing.
Yeah.
I think the Mavs will probably struggle a lot this season, but they have a chance to get better. But give me the Celtics at home. Yeah, I think especially coming off a loss to the Pelicans, you know, you're not happy about that. Everyone knows the Pelicans are struggling.
Yeah, and they're 3-1 at home, 1-5 for the Mavericks away. So scale kind of tips towards the Celtics tonight.
This one taking place in New York, Pistons at Knicks. This is kind of an intriguing matchup just because the Pistons have already beat the Knicks. The Knicks have looked a little bit better. So who do you like in this one?
And like you said, definitely intriguing. And I would say that this was probably my second toughest pick of the night, honestly. We'll get to my first toughest pick later. But in New York, so that gives a little bit of an advantage towards the Knicks because they're 3-2 at home, 1-5 away for the Pistons. But I went Knicks by 5 tonight, and I also said that I could see D-Rose having a big game, 25 or more points. Just throw that out
there. Yeah, this is a very tough one to gauge. Like I mentioned, the Pistons have already beaten the Knicks. So beating a team twice this early in the season, especially a team that's around the same caliber, I hate to do this, but I have to pick the Knicks. So
yeah.
I guess give me the Knicks against the Pistons. I think it'll be close, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Pistons win.
And I don't think Andre Drummond's playing tonight either. They said he may.
Oh, he is? He's expected to play, so.
That definitely changes it. But, I mean, with Reggie Jackson out, I just feel like D-Rose could attack the point guard situation. Yeah.
Yeah, so I
it's
mean.
It's definitely going to be decently close, though. Probably a good game.
It's you got to give Detroit some credit. Obviously, they don't have a great record of 6-5, but with Reggie Jackson out, they're still able to perform. And he does a lot for that team, you know, setting up the offense, setting up teammates. He has the ball in his hands a lot. So
I think when he comes back, this will be obviously a totally different team. Yeah. But I think you could see a boost in wins for sure. His game has gotten so much better since he's been in Detroit. Like, yeah. You know, when he was backing up Russell, he's kind of like just that bench guy.
That can give his
spark. Yeah, because he's just that type of player, though. He can score.
Yeah, no, when he was in OKC, he looked like he, like, wanted to get his when he came in the game all the time, and now he kind of understands a little bit more, like, all right, I'm going to get minutes, I can pass the ball a little bit.
He doesn't have to prove anything coming off the bench.
Exactly, and he got his nice contract, too.
Yeah.
Another Eastern Conference matchup, Bucks-Hawks. Bucks have been kind of impressive a little bit. They've had some nice play from the Greek Freak and Jabari Parker. We touched on the Hawks early in the show. Who do you like in this one?
I got Hawks by 4. I think this is going to be a close game. I think that you saw when the Hawks played the Heat, you can see some of those the areas they're going to struggle in. And I think, like you said, Greek Freak and Jabari Parker has, like, really impressed me. He didn't really get a chance to play at all last season because of the injury, but he's come back super strong. He's shooting the ball well. I don't think the Bucks are good enough to win these tough games on the road, and the Hawks are pretty good. Are a really good home team. Bucks are going to improve this year, but I'll take the Hawks tonight.
If this one was in Milwaukee, I probably might go with the Bucks.
Yeah.
But since it's in Atlanta, give me the Hawks, 8-2, looking to get another W. They know wins are important at any point in the season. Now, now we're on to the Western Conference. Two superstars in this game, two guys who are probably high in the MVP race, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Rockets versus Thunder. Who do you like? Who has a bigger night, Westbrook or Harden?
Oh, this was the toughest game for me. I probably sat in 10, 15 minutes just trying to.
And OKC's coming off back-to-back losses again, back-to-back disappointing losses.
And everything, if you look at all the stats, they both have one amazing superstar, triple-double every night. They're both 4-3, like Thunder 4-3 at home, Rockets 4-3 away, super close record. Everything's just so down to the wire, so I think this is the biggest 50-50 pick for me. I went with the Thunder. They're struggling super bad right now, and I think it hasn't been ever more apparent that Russell's literally carrying this team on his back by himself. But I think if Oladipo can finally get going tonight, I think they'll win. But I did say, going back to which player has better game, I said – both of them have a triple-double tonight.
That'd be interesting.
And I looked it up. I don't know when the last time that ever happened, like opposing players. They really didn't have much on it.
So, I mean.
So I got Thunder in this one.
Thunder. If it's a Rockets type of game, I definitely could see that happening. You know, they don't play much defense, a lot of up and down. And I agree with you. This one's a tough one to pick. Part of me has to go with OKC because I don't expect them to lose 3 straight. But the Rockets have been kind of impressive. James Harden has definitely been impressive. I thought he didn't – you know, he catches so much hate, but, you know, you have to appreciate how good of a player he really is.
He's averaging 30 and 12 assists a game. That's ridiculous.
And he makes it look so easy. Like, if you know, sometimes he just, like, throws an assist, like, I'm just chilling.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, like Russell, like, I feel like kind of like they're the same players in a way, but Russell just makes everything kind of harder on himself. And he's just so much more aggressive. Yeah, and James just, like, doesn't even look like he's sweating. He's just kind of – throwing balls here, scoring, you know what I mean? Just driving, easy and one.
Yeah, now imagine if Harden played with the intensity of Westbrook.
No, that would not be fair. It'd be like 45 and 15 a night.
Yeah, so, yeah, Harden's definitely a fun watch. This should be probably maybe the best game of the night, watching-wise.
You went Thunder on this one?
Yeah, I'm going Thunder on this one, just because I don't think Westbrook knows that they can't lose 3 in a row, and someone else is going to step up for this team. Maybe a big game from Adams. Not a lot of presence inside for the Rockets.
Yeah, Capella's they definitely have to get better.
So, ESPN, 8 o'clock, Warriors, Raptors. This is a good one. Raptors are coming off a loss last night against the Cavs. The Warriors have looked unstoppable at stretches during every game they've had almost. So, who do you like?
And I think I feel like this could be just such a much better game if it wasn't a back-to-back for the Raptors. Like, it's kind of makes me sad, but I think
it's scheduled the Cavs one night and the Warriors the next night.
Yeah, like, dude, that is just brutal. At least give them like a day in between, but I got Warriors by 7. It could be even higher than this. Just, I think if it wasn't a back-to-back, I'd say like Warriors a lot closer, probably like 4 or 5. But like you said, the Warriors just look like so unstoppable. 8-2 is bad for the Warriors. Like, so many people are grilling them for that. But it doesn't even matter. Kevin Durant is looking like a stud. Curry is looking like a beast. And like we talked about earlier, you cannot play isolation ball against the Warriors, because if every time you don't score, they're going to score on you. So you're just going to be in that much bigger of a hole. So I got Warriors on the road tonight by 7.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, the Raptors coming off the back-to-back really hurts them. Give me the Warriors. I just almost can't even enjoy watching the Warriors games, because even when they're losing, I know they're still going to come back and win. Yeah. Just because there's like so much talent.
You knew that last year, and this is exactly a totally different year.
And like Kevin Durant, you know, like he obviously caused so much hate, but he looks like he's improving his game a lot from like the defensive standpoint and as like an all around player. He's had some nice blocks and he's really stepping up. And if they get in this type of groove, like the NBA better watch out. Even the Cavs, like if the Warriors are rolling, they can't really beat them just because they have so much talent.
You have to think that. You know what I mean? If they're playing like this, like you said, I mean, I got to take Warriors, man. They just have so many – their offense is so powerful. Like, if you think about it in your math, like, I'm sure we could do the math, but I'm not going to try that right now. But, like, the Cavs would need to score on, like, every single possession, because the Warriors pretty much do that.
Yeah, the Warriors are a very good team. It's tough for the NBA. On to two teams that are trying to get to where the Warriors are at some point in the future, the Suns and Nuggets. Who do you like in this one?
This was actually a lot tougher than I thought. Obviously, my biggest mistake, I picked the Suns to beat the Clippers earlier. I'll never live that down, and I'm totally okay with that. And I should pick them tonight, but I'm going Nuggets by 3. I think it's going to be a really close game. I will give the Suns this. I like how they've been playing. Booker's been playing like a stud. TJ Warren has really surprised me. But I think the Nuggets haven't won a game all year at home. They're 0-3, so I think that they'll get their first one tonight. So give me the Nuggets by 3.
Yeah, both these teams, you know, they're not very good at this moment. They have some talent on the team. They play hard. They're competitive. Just because the Nuggets are at home and the Suns look like they can't close games, so give me the Nuggets. Next one, our boy Muhammad's Grizzlies against the Clippers, who have maybe been the best team in the NBA so far at 10-1.
Nah, for sure. Super surprising. We all know they're good, and they're probably one of the best teams in the regular season. I feel like no one's going to debate that, but we just need to wait until see how they play this postseason. There's always some new story with the Clippers in the postseason, but I feel like also every time I come on and pick, Muhammad's Grizzlies are always getting smashed by some super team. And I think it's going to continue tonight. I got Clippers by 11.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to pick against the Clippers. They look like they're rolling right now. And Yeah, we talked about this a million times. I hate to say it again. Like, the Clippers know that this is the season they need to win something if they're going to stay together. If not, Paul could be gone and Blake could be gone and no more playoffs in Los Angeles, at least not for the Clippers.
Yeah, I think you're right. If they don't do anything, I hate – it's almost championship or bust, really.
I would probably say Western Conference Finals. If they show something, you know, like they have a good series against the Warriors. Yeah.
If they make it tough, if they win a game against the Warriors, I don't think that's enough to really be like, man, we should keep, you know, we should stay together.
It has to go 6 or 7.
Yeah, I think you're right. This is going to be a huge postseason for the Clippers, and depending on how it goes, probably one of the biggest summers for the Clippers in a while. You could see this team get split up like majorly.
Yeah, especially they hate the offseason, especially after that whole DeAndre Jordan thing.
Oh, my God.
Where he thought they were going to sign with the Mavs, and they got him to sign back. So maybe they like the offseason. I don't know.
And wasn't Chris Paul going to go to the Lakers?
Well, that was before he was on the Clippers.
He was on the Hornets coming over. But yeah. So I feel like they just have bad luck or something. They have this thing, and their offseasons are always weird.
Yeah, so it should be exciting for them this offseason.
Yeah.
Two teams that are probably the total opposite. Probably one of the most well-respected organizations in the league, the Spurs, probably the least respected organization in the league, the Kings. Who do you like in this one?
Well, I will say,
I'm a savage, I know.
No. Like, you're spot on, and I think rightfully so. It's not even like how the Kings play. It's just like you always see something in the news. They bring in Matt Barnes, who's like always crazy. They have their best players. Usually, he's just immature a lot of the time, and he's usually just off the wall. He is a stud, though. Like, no one can take away his talent. I don't think anyone's debating that. He's just crazy sometimes. But, and I feel like this is the biggest game of totally the scale is at the other ends. Like you already said, one's the most respected, one's kind of like the least. And the players reflect that. Kawhi is, you know, down to earth. He's getting a little bit more out there this year, kind of showing a little more emotion, but nothing crazy. I'm going Spurs in this one. I got them winning by 6. Nothing crazy. I think the Kings will kind of play it close for about 3 to 4, 3.5 quarters. But I think Kawhi's going to just have a beast night again.
Yeah, give me the Spurs in this one. They'll probably frustrate Cousins. You know, mentioned it. Cousins a touch immature, but the guy plays hard every night and he tries to get the W. So I respect that. But he doesn't just have enough, you know, talent on that team at the moment right now.
Yeah, they need 2-3. Yeah, I mean 1 or 2 more pieces. Yeah, and I just feel like they need to just player. They just need to get that franchise settled out. They need to really, you know, do like an internal check and just be like, man, we got some problems to fix. I mean, because if you're going to bring in a good player, they brought in Rudy Gay, and that really hasn't worked out like that. I know Rudy Gay is not top tier anymore, but I feel like even if they brought in a really, really good player, it still really wouldn't work out.
Yeah, we don't really know what their plan is there. You know, they're all over the place in what they're doing. And I've been hoping they'll trade Cousins for a long time just so I can see him play in a better environment and really have a chance to succeed. So I feel like the Spurs in this one easily.
And I feel like going back to that, I feel like we've talked about it before. Your Nets, you talked about how you like how they're trying to, you know, they're kind of starting to figure out not only from a roster standpoint, but like from the franchise and the front office, kind of, they're doing like the right moves. Yeah. Yeah, it's a culture. They're buying in. They're making the right moves. They're not going to be, you know, I'll throw Harris into this one. They're not world beaters anytime soon. But they're definitely making the right moves. And I think the Kings that's their first step.
Yeah. You know, you got to come up with a plan, and maybe they have one. Maybe it'll start to, you know, roll out this season, but we haven't seen in the past.
I mean, 4-7, they're kind of like who was the other team we talked about that had 4 wins? Magic, maybe?
Yeah, Magic. Magic, I think the Nets have 4 wins.
And I think, the Nets. The Nets and the Kings. I mean, the Kings, you know, 4 wins, it's not crazy good, but it could be a lot worse for sure for them.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, great night of games. We got 11 games. Hopefully I can go 11-0 again.
I think we but picked all the same ones, man.
Yeah, we – oh, actually, that's
– So I'm not gaining good. I'm not gaining any, but, hey, that's good for me, though. I mean, you've been hot.
Gain someone Harris.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll gain someone Harris, maybe. I'll get his picks on Twitter because he lost connection. Mm-hmm. But that wraps it up for today. Great show, Matthew. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for the support. And make sure to hit that subscribe button.